Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that it's a terrible, terrible day for the stock market. Wow. After yesterday being such an unexpected shot in the arm and things leaping upward, today a big collapse. It kind of looks like an illustration that appeared on another subject in the New York Times. They show a picture of the Supreme Court building, and it's all crumbled and torn and broken down. It's a ruin. The headline in the New York Times, America's Journal of Record, it appears Roe will fall. It's time to rage. Okay, and there's an awful lot of that. I mean, honest to goodness, people treating the prospective decision, and again, nothing in that decision is final yet, but treating the prospective decision by Justice Alito as the end of the world, the end of human rights, the beginning of the unraveling of the whole protection of personal liberty that is, we had always assumed, built into the Constitution. So what happened to abortion? Why is that right, that sacred right, not protected? We will talk about that. If you are one of those people, and apparently there are millions and millions of Americans who have that feeling, who feel that somehow the America that we know and that we love, an America in which we are free to choose, that America is deeply threatened. If you believe that, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. I won't shout you down, but I will try to make you feel better, because I think this is a false alarm, to say the least. We will also be talking about the alarm that is spread really all across the world about Russia, and the fact that there are two wonderful countries, two of the best countries in the whole world, honestly, that are about to join NATO. Why? And why is this so very, very significant for America's future and something we're celebrating? We'll be speaking to a Swedish-born American expert on what this means for our alliance coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking to Meghan McCardle with the idea that women are going to see all of their most sacred concerns collapsed because of the pending Supreme Court decision. Is that true? Meghan McCardle says it depends on what your definition of woman is. And we will also be speaking a little bit about the basis, the historical basis for this decision that is being made. And somebody actually getting a surprisingly light sentence for a surprisingly hideous crime. And yes, it involves drinking on airplanes. There's a real question that I think is increasingly pertinent, which is, why is it a good idea to serve alcohol on planes? I know you can make money on it, but when you read about all of these cases, and it's not one a week, it's several every single day, and they are cases that are usually alcohol-fueled. We will talk about that idea of getting high when you're high in the sky, which is not really a great idea. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, Nancy Pelosi made a quick trip to Washington State yesterday, and she met with the Seattle Times editorial board. She went out to Pierce County, that's the county surrounding Tacoma, to take a look at some public works projects that were provided by the infrastructure bill, which provides the only bipartisan triumph of the whole Biden administration. And she, of course, spoke while she was here about her opinion on the opinion. That would be the draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito overruling Roe v. Wade. Here's the Speaker of the House in Seattle yesterday. Listen.
Draft of a decision that was an assault on women, lack of respect for women and their judgment, but it was did violence not only to women, but to the Constitution of the United States.
Okay, when you use the term the horror and an assault on women, and it did violence to the Constitution, is this the judicial equivalent of being mugged? Is this the judicial equivalent of being raped or being brutalized? I mean, that's what Nancy Pelosi seems to be talking about. There's also a Joy Behar. She's ready to take, you'll pardon the expression, matters into her own hands. She's calling for a sex strike. Listen, this is clip 12.
Women in the world have conducted sex strikes in history. In 2003, a sex strike helped to end Liberia's brutal civil war.
Yes.
And the woman who started it was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2009, Kenyan women enforced a sex ban until political infighting ceased. Within 1 week, there was a stable government. Okay.
Oh.
We have more power than we think we have, and some of it could be right in the bedroom. Just saying.
A sex strike.
A sex strike. A serious matter when Joy Behar is, pardon me, is willing to go on strike. Really?
Just stop it.
And by the way, she talks about how successful these sex strikes were in Libya and Kenya. These are two countries that are doing just great. I mean, everything's roses in Libya and Kenya. That's a perfect example of what we need. And what would be the demands of the sex strike? What would be the demands before wives of every age agree to cuddle their husbands? Do you demand that this decision is somehow withdrawn? Or do you demand that the Congress of the United States, which the Democrats have always said they're going to try to do, is going to try to overrule the overruling by passing federal legislation of dubious constitutionality that basically codifies Roe? Or do you need a constitutional amendment before Joy Behar gives up her sex strike? There's this as well. This is from the show The Young Turks, where Anna Kasparian is, I think you could say, a bit emotional on the Roe issue. Listen, clip 13.
We don't even have paid family leave. We don't even have affordable child care in this freaking country. Okay? And the people who fight against those kinds of laws are Republicans.
And yet...
What do you want them to do with their kids when they have to go to work? What do you want them to do? What do you want them to do? I want them to answer that freaking question. Answer the question. Ask them!
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that not one Democrat has shown 1% of the passion that Anna has today?
They don't care! They're all so old, they don't even have to worry about it affecting them. And if they're young enough where it would affect them, they'll get their abortion.
They're going to fly to
Paris. They're trading individual stocks, enriching themselves. They're good. They're good. They don't care about you. Make sure you understand that and you feel it in your bones. They don't care about you at all. All of that fundraising, all of that canvassing, all of that hard work on the ground, they can't even get a voting rights bill passed. They're losers.
Well, that's, I think, an enthusiastic response to Nancy Pelosi's leadership. How would you like to hear a debate between Anna Kasparian, who we just heard from, and Nancy Pelosi, who we heard from earlier? The Democratic establishment versus the more progressive Democrats. So what about, it says, it's time to rage in the New York Times. What does that mean? We'll get to that coming up.
Enough of him.
Michael Medved.
Enough of him. It's not worth it to just dwell on him.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the very emotional, very passionate reaction to the draft Supreme Court decision that isn't even in its final form yet. It isn't even clear that it will actually go forward, though every indication is that it will, with 5 votes, at least, perhaps 6, on the Supreme Court. piece in the New York Times with a view of the ruins of the Supreme Court building, and then there's a little corner shot of people screaming, and they're wearing T-shirts and holding a sign, "My body, my choice, not your body." And there's a piece by Roxana Gray, and Roxane Gay, is a contributing opinion writer and the author of books like An Untamed State and Bad Feminist and Difficult Women. Okay, in her piece, she writes about both herself and her wife. Yes, she is a married gay woman. She writes about how both she and her wife suffered horrible abuse, and this is not a joke. Horrible abuse as young children, in one case before even puberty, from family members and people in their circle, and associates that with this nightmare world we're going to be entering into where you can't get an abortion. Now, she should know, and probably does, that in virtually every state that has tried to restrict abortion, there are exceptions for rape. And there are exceptions certainly for child abuse by a family member, which is legally rape. But she goes on and she writes, "We should not live in a world where sexual violence exists, but we do. Given that unfortunate reality, we should not live in a world where someone who is raped is forced to carry a pregnancy to term because a minority of Americans believe the unborn are more important than the people who give birth to them." By the way, the idea that if you are raped, you should be forced to carry the baby to term, I don't agree with that idea. And I think that very few Americans do. I mean, when you read the polling on this and when you look at the legislation on this, the exception for rape is important and is reasonable. She goes on and she writes, "And we should defend abortion access not only in cases of sexual violence. All those who want an abortion should be able to avail themselves of that medical procedure. Their reasons are no one's business. People should not have to demonstrate their virtue to justify a personal decision about how to handle a life-altering circumstance." See, the answering argument to that is, yes, it's a life-altering circumstance, but it's also a life-ending circumstance if you're going to terminate the pregnancy. She goes on to write, "The Supreme Court has issued a statement emphasizing that the draft, while authentic, may still change. Still, it is a harbinger of terrible things to come. As many as 25 states are poised to ban abortion the moment Roe v. Wade is overturned." Now, it's true that those 25 states don't represent a majority of the U.S. population because they do not include, other than Texas, they don't include states that are the leaders in population in this country. Leaders in population in this country are California, Texas, Florida, which is kind of evenly divided on the human life, the abortion issue, New York State, Pennsylvania. There are a lot of states even there that are among the most populous that are divided or even leaning pro-life. There are reasons to believe in recent elections. One of the reasons that the Republicans control both houses of the legislature in Pennsylvania and have a good shot at winning both governor and holding a Republican Senate seat there is because Pennsylvania is a pro-life state. One of the Democratic senators from Pennsylvania right now, the one Democratic senator, Casey, is a pro-life Democrat, one of the few survivors. In any event, this continues, and let me go to, do we have our caller? Jer, is our caller there? He's gone, okay. The caller I'm sorry I didn't get to, but he's talking about my treating this as a joke? I don't believe it is a joke. Obviously, it's very, very important. But I think that some of the exaggerated talk, the talk about a sex strike, really? Really? And the idea that this is going to be a struggle between men and women. Now, I saw a poll among the many, many polls. There have been literally hundreds of polls over the years about abortion. And they very consistently show that there is not a huge gap between men and women. And most polling has shown that men are more pro-abortion than women. And not by much, but slightly. There was a poll, I will acknowledge, that came out yesterday that showed that women were more likely to support Roe v. Wade. They're probably also more likely to know what Roe v. Wade really is. But all of this goes to some of the rhetoric on this issue that is so very extreme. That James Corden on Late Night talked about Roe v. Wade. This is clip 14, and he had this to say. Listen.
And make no mistake, this is the biggest rollback of human rights in modern U.S. history. And we know what a reversal of reproductive rights looks like because your parents and grandparents, they lived it already. When abortion is illegal, it doesn't stop abortions, it still happens. It just has incredibly devastating consequences for mothers and their families. And of course, the most devastating consequences so often fall on communities of color and the economically disadvantaged. In the leaked document, the court claims it wants to return the right to regulate abortion to state governments, meaning in many places the decision would very much be taken away from the individuals most affected, women making hard and difficult choices about their own bodies based on circumstances that are frankly none of our business. It's nothing to do with us. This news is stunning and sad, and it's terrifying in its future implications for basic rights that we all thought were guaranteed.
And that also ignores the reality. What about Europe? There's a diagram, a map, a world map that you can actually see that virtually every country in Europe has limitations, usually after 11 weeks of pregnancy. They are much closer in Europe, in all of the European Union, with very few exceptions. They're much closer to the Mississippi law than they are to the law under Roe v. Wade. We will get to that and more, talking about Sweden and Finland giving up neutrality. Why? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are suffering their worst day of the year. Former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli stresses calm.
You know, I think if you're just an average day trader, you ought to just stay pat, not get involved in these ups and downs. I don't think we're at the peak yet on inflation.
The Dow has fallen more than 1,200 points at times today. The NASDAQ has been down by 5% at times, while the S&P isn't faring much better. The Senate Majority Leader will attempt to advance abortion legislation next week. A Democratic bill would protect abortion rights under federal law. Democrats would need help from several Senate Republicans to move the proposal forward. Cinco de Mayo festivities happening across the country today. Cinco de Mayo is often confused with Mexico's Independence Day, which is held on September 16th. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, a headline, Russia taunts Finland by flying a military helicopter into its airspace just as the Nordic country prepares to join NATO to the Kremlin's fury. And also, Russia labels Sweden as Nazis as the country looks to join NATO. And what they're basing that upon is the fact that there were some famous Swedes during World War II. World War II, Sweden was one of the very few countries in the world, along with Switzerland, certainly one of the few countries in Europe, that was neutral, that did not take a side between the Nazis and the Western allies. Western allies, of course, including Russia. So what is going on here? And Finland, by the way, is answering the incursions and everything else that is going on by the Russians with military drills involving some 3,000 Finnish troops who were drilling and training alongside Americans and Brits, apparently. Somebody who knows all about this is Elizabeth Braugh, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on defense against emerging national security challenges, such as hybrid and gray zone threats. She is currently and concurrently a columnist with Foreign Policy. Elizabeth, what is going on exactly with this Finnish drill together with NATO troops, particularly from Britain? Was this planned long before the current discussion about Finland joining NATO?
Yes, thank you for having me. So exercises are always planned long in advance. They are extremely cumbersome logistically to plan and then to execute. So no exercise ever comes about in the sort of the spur of the moment. But of course, the Russian recent provocations, demonstrate why countries such as Finland do well to exercise very regularly.
Well, there are pictures of some of the Finnish troops alongside British soldiers. It's called Arrow 22, this new exercise. Why would Russia be so particularly upset at the prospect of these two countries, both very prosperous countries? They always appear on the list of the happiest, most fortunate countries in the world, both Finland and Sweden. Why would Russia be so particularly upset about the notion that they become NATO powers?
Yeah, happiest, wealthiest, best press freedom, lots of other things. They are the two remaining countries in the neighborhood that have not applied for NATO membership, despite having the option for many years. In Sweden's case, Sweden has been able to apply for NATO membership ever since NATO was founded, and in Finland's case, has been able to apply ever since the Soviet Union collapsed. Finland had a treaty that was imposed on it by the Soviets, but then when the Soviet Union collapsed, Finland was free to do as it wished, and even so, it didn't join NATO. And Sweden and Finland, of course, have very close collaboration with NATO, but taking the step is obviously not something that is going to please Russia. But now the two countries are saying, well, we don't care what Russia thinks. We will do as we please, and we will do what's best in our national interest. And Russia, of course, will make a big stink, but that clearly is not deterring these two countries, because it looks extremely likely that they'll apply for membership this month.
And that's very good news for NATO. It's very good news for the United States of America. I've read some of your material, Elizabeth, and I did not realize, apparently, Sweden has a significant navy, and they control an island in the Baltic that is very strategic and has a great deal of impact on Russia's ability to dominate that part of the world.
That is correct. Sweden has an excellent navy, which, by the way, is turning 500 years old this year. So it's also a very, very experienced navy. In the Baltic Sea, in the Baltic Sea region, NATO member states that exist in the Baltic Sea region don't have very strong navies. Sweden is has the best navy, so that would be a huge asset to NATO, as, of course, would be the island of Gotland, which sits right in the Baltic Sea and would be a key target for Russia. And if Sweden becomes a member of NATO, NATO gets access to it, and Russia would also have much bigger trouble occupying it should it wish to do so. So Sweden would bring those very, very positive things to NATO. And Finland, of course, has incredible experience in defending a long land border to Russia, which is a skill it will bring to NATO as well.
And Finland has the distinction of being one of the only countries in history ever to turn back, fight off a Russian invasion. In 1939-40, in the Winter War, the Finns are proud of that, aren't they?
Oh, they are, and they should be. And it was a phenomenal and heroic effort. For 105 days, the Finns, a country of 3.5 million, and also a country that had recently experienced a civil war, and that was deeply divided, it came together when the Soviets invaded. Came together and put up this valiant fight in the middle of the winter, and managed to keep the Russians, or the Soviets as it was then, managed to keep them at bay. 405 days, a phenomenal effort, and that's something they are proud of and should be proud of for generations to come. And it's also something they can build on and have been building on in maintaining their national defense to this day.
Does Finland, do either Finland or Sweden have conscription? Are their armies all volunteer?
Finland Britain has maintained mandatory conscription for all men ever since World War II. So every able-bodied and able-minded man has to serve, which is about 75%. So 75% of men complete conscription. Not everybody selected. If you have a physical ailment or mental ailment, you are clearly not selected. Sweden did away with conscription in 2009, to be precise, and all volunteer forces didn't work out so well. So now it has done something that's really clever, has brought back military service in a selective fashion. So if you're lucky, you get selected for military service, about 10% or so of young men and women, it's gender neutral now, are selected. Well, depends on how many soldiers the armed forces need every year, but a very small share is selected, which means that it's harder to be selected for Swedish military service than for most universities. So as a result, it's extremely attractive.
And then when you do military service, do you get benefits in terms of paying for university and for other gains that you can make from your service?
No, this is your service to the country, and it is really incredible that in Finland, where you really do have to serve, it's not selective. You do have to serve. Even extremely high achieving young men are happy to do military service. Let's say, pop stars, top athletes, players in the NHL, they return to Finland to do their year of military service. It's remarkable, and that's based it's a result of their sense of duty to the country, and I think we all wish that people felt the same about their country.
Absolutely right. And by the way, both of these countries I know are moving toward that NATO recommended minimum of 2% of the gross domestic product being spent for defense. Elizabeth Brawl, your material is indispensable, and we're going to link information to you about your work at our website at michaelmedved.com. I hope you'll join us again, and we can all look forward to an expanded NATO membership. Coming up, can we look forward to expanded sanity, maybe in the United States? Regarding our political divisions, we'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, everything you're saying is reasonable.
Michael MedVed.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
On the Michael Medved show, news from Israel, which on Yom HaTzma'ud, which is the Israeli Independence Day, not good. Three people were killed and several others seriously hurt in a terror attack that has already been praised by Hamas in the central city of Elad on today. It just happened. At least one of the wounded is in critical condition. Up to seven more were hurt in the incident. The Magen David Adam, the Star of David, Red Star of David, the ambulance service, reported three fatalities. The victims not immediately identified. The paramedics also reported another person was lightly wounded during a fight with the terrorists. Two victims, one in critical condition, another seriously wounded, arrived at Beilinson Hospital in Petah Tikva. A third victim in serious condition was rushed to the Sheba Medical Center in Ramat Gan. These are all cities in Israel itself. They are not in contested territory. They're part of the international boundaries of Israel. It's not the West Bank. It's not Gaza. And it is very telling that Hamas lost no time in praising the attack, though they did not claim, at least as of yet, the responsibility. Police have launched a manhunt for the two suspects who used a combination of guns and axes, apparently, to attack people. And they attacked the people while and the assailants have fled in a vehicle. A security forces set up roadblocks in the area around the killing where it occurred. And in the town of Elad, a helicopter could be seen hovering over the area. This, by the way, is not Elat, which is another city that is much more visited by tourists to Israel. Elat is on the Red Sea. It's the very, very bottom of the country. And it's a resort community. This is a community that is predominantly Haredi. It's predominantly very Orthodox people. And in a speech last Saturday, Hamas's Gaza chieftain, Yahya Sinwar, threatened violent consequences should Israelis continue visiting the site of the two temples that were built, both the temple that was built by King Solomon and then the reconstructed the second temple that was then later improved by King Herod. These were the most holy site in Judaism, and there have been Jews visiting those sites forever. It's nothing new. They have actually regularized it a little bit more, but there still are rules on the Temple Mount, despite what you're talking about here, against Jews or Christians praying on the Temple Mount. Only Muslims are allowed to pray there. That, according to the Waqf, who manages this site that now Hamas is complaining about, he also called on West Bank Palestinians to commit individual attacks against Israelis and against Jews in general. This is the practical implementation of what the resistance warned. Al-Aqsa is a red line, so said Hamas official Hazem Qassem. For settler gangs to defile Al-Aqsa, that crosses red lines. That means even to go there. The attack came as tensions have risen sharply between Israel and the Palestinians in recent weeks, against the backdrop of repeated terror attacks in Israel and the West Bank that left 16 others dead. The army has stepped up its West Bank activities in an attempt to crack down on the spiraling violence. This is from the Times of Israel. The ensuing raids sparked clashes that left at least 26 Palestinians dead. Many of those took part in the clashes, while others appear to have been civilians. In an unusual move, Hamas's military wing claimed a shooting attack in the West Bank settlement of Ariel on Friday. By the way, Ariel's not a settlement. It's a city. There's a big university there. It's a city of almost 100,000. On Friday, it left an Israeli security guard dead. The Qassem Brigades, Izz al-Din, the leader of it, said this heroic attack today that killed three people will not be the last one with God's help. That the statement from Hamas. This is extraordinary, and I was going to mention when we were speaking with Elizabeth, one of the things, if somebody asks you, what does Israel have in common with Finland? Well, they both have praised educational systems. Finland even more. Finland, according to most rankings, has the best educational system in the world. But they also have a compulsory military service for young men and compulsive service. Often it's community service. It's national service for women. But they also serve in the army. And it's at times like this that that is a very... very useful background for people who are understanding today on this attack on Israeli Independence Day, they're, and by the Jewish calendar, they are obviously very sobered by this brutal and pointless attack. The Dow is down 1,318 points. Total disaster. And then we have another grim milestone. COVID in the U.S. just reached what used to be an unfathomable number, which is a million deaths. A million deaths. That's a remarkable milestone and one that we could only wish that we would never reach. The ongoing fight on abortion in the United States, that also has some relevance to Sweden and Finland, soon to be, God willing, our new NATO allies. I looked it up, actually, because it is interesting. In Finland, which It's a kind of country that for years they talked about Finlandization. Finland is right on the Russian border, but they were very much under Russia's thumb in terms of their international position and other issues. Finland was, they called it Finlandization, where, well, you don't have troops occupying, but you have overwhelming influence. That is obviously no longer the case. Putin is not going to be happy about Finland joining NATO. Finland is also moderate on the abortion issue. In Finland, there is free access, and it is government-funded, to abortion up till 12 weeks. And after 12 weeks, there is no basis other than the life of the mother or serious illness, not illness for the baby, but illness for the mother, serious illness or the life of the mother that can lead to any abortion. In other words, abortion is totally banned after 12 weeks of pregnancy. And they're not having riots in the street. Finland, it looks like Mississippi right now has a more, quote, progressive abortion rule than Finland. And what about Sweden? Sweden has a similar rule, abortion available until 18 weeks. So about 3 weeks, you have a 3 week longer window if you want to get an abortion, to get an abortion in Sweden than you do in Mississippi. But none of these places are like some of the more extreme states in the United States. Nan Whaley, who was a mayor of Dayton, Ohio, who won the Democratic nomination for governor, a little bit of a surprise was how comfortably she won. She was asked about her position on abortion, because this is now up to governors. It's up to governors and legislatures, so her position is relevant. She said this, clip 18.
Well, look, I think that we need to make sure we have access. I've fought with Pro-Choice Ohio and Planned Parenthood to keep our clinics open. I think this is a very personal, tough decision for women. I don't think government should be involved in it.
Just to clarify, so you don't believe there should be any government, any sort of government passed limitation on when a woman gets an abortion?
I think that this is about a woman and her doctor.
And you'll notice she says only about a woman and her doctor, because the baby is nothing.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.